One Empty Seat by Yelan S. 14. It took a pound of flesh, and yet another classmate deciding to jump for the atmosphere to change. Voices are lowered, deadlines loosened, tears flow. Compassion and empathy unfolds in hours, pulled from a drawer marked emergency. Now they tell us to breathe. To rest, as if rest was never rationed in the past, as if exhaustion wasn't an unspoken language that travels in the hallways. Kindness arrives with the sirens on the train tracks where my classmates jump. It enters the room only after something breaks, loud and undeniable, instead of living quietly in the corners of the halls. The pressure was never invisible. It lived in worth, percentages, rankings, the fragile economy of praise. It lived in the rituals, "I'm fine," performed it so often it sounded real. Simply put, it's an eye for an eye, harm birthing harm. Confidence surrenders itself from every comment until it can no longer be ignored. Mercy isn't the outcome they want, nor do they want care or memories of the leftover bits. I always return to the ordinary faces that walk under fluorescent lights. Laughter and chatter caught between classes, but someone's quieter than usual, and no one asks why. I wonder what language we missed, what signals went untranslated, how many apologies were rehearsals just to disappear. I knew that instinct at one time. To soften your presence, to shrink needs into something manageable, to mistake strength for silence. I know how humor can camouflage hurt, how self-erasure can masquerade as politeness, how a person can begin to believe that their existence is an inconvenience. There was a time, I thought the same, that the world might function more smoothly without the friction of me in it. What I needed then wasn't a solution or another lecture, but a hand on my back, a sincere voice. I know it's too late, but stay. I am incapable of grieving for one I didn't know, but the distance between us, the moments where opportunities for care might have lived, if we had been taught by someone, anyone would have noticed. This is a challenge, that empathy arrives posthumously. That systems learn only after the cost is irreversible. Care should be ordinary. It should live in our daily grammar of how we speak to one another. Have you slept? Did you eat? I love your shirt. I'm here for you. Not as an intervention, not as special treatment, as a culture, a habit, a promise. You will see them tomorrow. You will think nothing of it. That's how people vanish. Not all at once, but slowly, in plain sight, while the world keeps moving, until something breaks again.